The ship swept sharply to the left. Aspen felt his stomach do a somersault. He'd never been in a pod like this, let alone a situation like the one in which he now found himself. Alistair had told him to get warriors, and Aspen had said he would. He'd done his best to not show any fear, but in reality, he'd wanted to jump out of his skin. Now they were rushing through the fiery atmosphere of the planet Phoenix before plunging to the ground, hoping Jeeves had correctly calculated the location of the access tunnel. If he was off by a meter in either direction, they were dead. The pod jerked hard to the right. The ride was getting worse, and the pod was heating up. Sweat dripped down Alistair's face, as well as that of everyone else on the ship. The pod was shaking, as well as veering left and right, since the air defense lasers were shooting even more rapidly than the fleet had. Alistair could see Aspen, though he didn't look at the man directly. He was holding it together. Alistair understood he'd have to protect him through much of this, but he'd expected that. He was here for a very specific reason, and like the All-Mother, Alistair knew talent when he saw it. Perhaps it was different than his, but that was fine. Jeeves was in Alistair's ear on a comm.
The landing isn't going to be as we want it, sir.
What's the difference?
You're about to see.
Alistair leaned forward, then lifted off the seat for a moment before slamming back down. He felt the pod rolling and hoped the metal legs were reaching out to bring them to a stop. Over and over, they flipped. Aspen vomited on the floor, but the mess quickly distributed itself everywhere as the pod continued to flip.
Jeeves, get it under control!
Trying, sir.
The pod stopped turning, but was now skidding across something that felt relatively smooth.
Did we hit the tunnel?
The pod started slowing. Alistair gauged that through the pressure that was keeping him in his seat. It finally came to a stop, but the bottom began to vibrate.
Bruv, you want to tell us what in Hades is going on?
Alistair snapped off the restraints and stood up.
Not completely sure.
He reached for Obbs and took his harness off next. The Draith snarled at him, obviously more than a little angry at what was going on.
Release in 5 seconds.
The vibrations increased as the rest of his crew stood up.
Are we alone?
The floor opened beneath him and he fell. Alistair had his mech suit on, and as he fell, the helmet rolled over his head and he unleashed his whip, ready for whatever was to come. He hit a glass floor, bouncing up and rushing forward. His body automatically reacted as if enemies were there. He spun the whip in a tight circle around his left shoulder, then his right, but it cut only through the air. They were alone.
Did everyone make it?
Alistair turned around.
Including me, we've got 5 people plus a Draith. The tunnels appear to be empty.
They won't be for long. Get moving.